thankful for the testimony of the word of your grace. It is marvelous. It is wonderful. It is beyond finding out. Oh, thank you, God. I rejoice in your vessels of mercy, because them's the ones that is bestowed with the riches of your glory. Let us even get it the more. And soon, Father, send him. We love him so. Thank you that he first loved us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up our Bibles today, going into Genesis chapter 24. If you're not familiar with that portion of Scripture, I encourage you to get really familiar with it. It's a story about you. It's a story about what Christ wants with you. It's the story, praise God, what an allegory story. I like that word, allegory. It's awesome. The Word of God's filled with them, but this one here is how this precious, wonderful father, he knew that his son needed a wife. And this father, his name is Abraham, and his son, his name is Isaac. And he said, you know, Isaac, it's time for you to have a wife, son, but we're not going to get here amongst these worldly people. I got to go send my servant to go find you a wife out of my people. See, that's the thing. And that's what's going on today. It's the people of the Lord. See, Paul's gospel, as we read and rejoice over and over, but especially last week in Colossians chapter 1, see, that gospel, that mystery of Christ in the church was sent to the saints. It was sent to ones that knew the Lord. And that message of the bridal message, just like in this precious story we're going to read today, that proposal to marry the Father's Son was sent to the people, his people, not just the world, his people. See? Out of that body of Christ is going to come that rib portion. Thanks be to God. We're praying about it, rejoicing in it already. Can you imagine? That's the only thing that goes on in this place by the grace of God. And so, he's going to send this servant, just like he sent us the Holy Ghost. See, the Father, it says, he's seeking the true worshiper who worships him, his Son, in spirit and in truth. That's what's going on right now. The true worshiper, that one who's sincerely in love. Always remember the word worship, such a beautiful word. Drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss. Hallelujah. That's gorgeous. Isn't it sad what people have done with the word worship in so many ways and forms and shapes and all of these terrible things? The word worship in its purest, most beautiful form is to draw nigh in fervent love to kiss. You want to truly worship the Lord? Fall in love with him as he is in love with you. And that's the truth. So, this servant is sent out, and praise be to God. Can you imagine? The Father knows exactly where to send that servant out to find the bride for his son. And he sends that servant to a very particular place, to a well. Can you imagine that? A well. Right here's the well. You ever going to marry the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your bridegroom? It's going to be one place, right here in the well. It's going to be in this word. That's it. It ain't going to be by your actions. Never going to get it. It could be so fall short of that, you wouldn't even, well, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to be depressed today. But it's in the Word. It's in that precious Paul's gospel. We find that wonderful message, this proposal. But see, this proposal was woven in the Old Testament in these stories. They're allegories, type, shadow, metaphors, all these different things. They're all over the Old Testament. We rejoice in them, don't we? Praise God. All those Gentile brides, even the Psalms. All these things keep popping out. See, those love letters never end. They're all there. And there's more and more as the Holy Ghost takes us down to read and understand more of them. But it's always the same purpose. It's always about a bride for the Son. That's it. This is all this was about. Even Adam, the whole purpose of that was he was going to have a wife. It's not good for man to be alone. He's going to have a wife. And can you imagine, again, that wife for Adam, where did it come out of? His own body, just like this wife, this bride for the Father's Son, is going to come out of the people, the body of Christ. Amen. Couldn't be any more clear. praise be to God. Now, let's go ahead and read what the conclusion of this, after she's heard this proposal twice. This hadn't even been 24 hours. You don't have much time. We need to get in this right away. So let's read about this sweet Rebecca, her response to this proposal at a well, to go marry a man she's never seen. But in a short amount of time, she's seen all she needs to see because she knows him. She knows his heart. I want him. I want him. Verse 58, chapter 24. Here we go. And they called Rebecca. This was her family. And they said unto her, "Wilt thou go? Are you going to go? Are you going to go with this man, this servant, to go back to Abraham and marry his son?" And she said, "I will go." And they sent away Rebekah their sister and her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, "Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them." Just think, there it is again. My sister, my spouse. Double portion. And Rebekah arose, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels. Here we go. It's about the camels today. And followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well of Beer Lahai-Roi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. The camels were coming. The camels are coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. Oh, isn't that wonderful? He lifted up his eyes and she lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Oh, I can't wait. For she had said unto the servant, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" It's all about him, isn't it? And the servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil and she covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. There's no sweeter passage in the Word of God than this. Go on and on and rejoice in many different ways in this, but this most romantic maybe portion of scripture there could be. The moment that Isaac embraces, praise God, his wife Rebekah. And praise be to God, the moment, maybe today, those that are getting it are going to light off their camel. Light off your camel when this corruptible is put off. And I get that incorruptible, like him, body. Oh my. Now this is an allegory, like I said earlier, of what Christ wants with us. And this is the journey of the wife to him. And I want you to understand this as we get into this today. This is only a journey a camel can make. Nothing else could make this journey. It had to be this camel. If you understand this section of the world in this desert, this wilderness, you didn't send a horse out there. It didn't send all of the donkey or the mule or any. It had to be a camel. Only a camel will bring the treasure of the goodly pearl wife to the lamb. And I thank God how sweet the camel, even in the natural, has many deep meanings. But especially to us, this camel in the Word of God here, it represents our flesh. It does. This camel represents our body. This camel, if you will, represents my personality. This is the camel Jesse's soul, if you will, for me. And I will just admit, what a beast is this Jesse camel. I'm sure many that have known me over the years will say, absolutely, I'll second the notion there. And, you know, even though he is a beast, I'll tell you what, it's only my camel for me that's going to make that journey. Amen. See, I can't be your camel, you can't be mine, Praise be to God, I got a camel that if I'll just allow it to be led of the Lord, will deliver me a readied wife to the master's son. Now, I was thinking about how sweet. I get so many sweet encouragements from the Lord, just like we all do. But I was thinking about this body. It's like that oyster shell. It's just irritated all the time. I irritate myself. You know, why do I act like that? Why do I think like that? Lord, why should, what would that enter into my mind? But you know something about that irritable oyster shell? It's the only place that goodly pearl's coming out of. So it's got to be. It's just got to be. Now, I think about how it's just like God, who loves us so, that he even made a camel. He made a camel with so many unique qualities, attributes of that camel, to minister to us. To minister to us and to really take this today, how wonderfully and fearfully and exactly and intimately and intricately you are made for one purpose, and that's to win Christ. Oh yes, it's marvelous how beautiful this is. You're made for one purpose, and that's to finish with a full joy this journey. Now, first off, I think it's beautiful. Even the name camel. You know what the name means? It means beauty. The name camel means beautiful. Now, you'd look at a camel. Now, let's be honest. You can say they're cute and all, but you get over that. That camel's ugly. You get it up there in a picture, that thing. There's no beauty about that camel. Let's just be honest in what it is. It's funny looking. It's awkward. And I think of how appropriate that is for my life and yours, too. I'll throw you right into this. You are not beautiful. You're not. We get this microscope out, we're going to see bugs on you. We're going to see all these different things. Huh? This sounded a lot like the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon. You know the beautiful thing about her? She knew. She said, I'm not beautiful. But I'll tell you one thing. That's what struck his heart. The bridegroom said, oh my, honey. No, no, no. You're not just beautiful. You're the 10 of 10s. You are the fairest. You're the choice one of your mother. Oh, she has a lot of beautiful daughters, honey, but you are it. There's others in the field. I thought there were, but I saw Ruth. And then there's nobody else there. Come on, you know how this gets. It's that same story over and over. This is how beautiful this is. Now, even though this awkward looking smelly beast slobbers, grunts, spits, does a lot of other things you're not say to at a pulpit. But this camel, like no other mammal, is adaptable and durable beyond comprehension. And it's true. This mammal, with its hump on its back, a lot of times I used to think, and I'm sure we all do, oh, that was for water storage. It's not. It's for fat. It has many purposes in it, but you take the fur of that animal, which is so specific to what it is, then you take that hump, which is all fat. Sometimes got two humps, but we're just going to deal with the one hump camel today. And then they have these special blood cells, most every mammal has a round blood cell. A camel's got an oval blood cell. And you see, all three of those things working together, the fur and that fat and those oval blood cells, allow this animal, like none other, as a mammal. It can exist in temperatures below 20 below zero, and it can exist, that same animal, temperatures over 150 degrees Fahrenheit. It's amazing. And not just exist, be at ease. Kind of just look the same, you know, plodding along. It's all right. We're on the move. I know the purpose. We'll get there, praise be to God. So see, this is so specifically made like no other animal. We just get right to it. It's made for one purpose. That animal, that camel, is the only animal made to make the journey through the wilderness. That's it. That was it. There weren't any others. They didn't tie anything else to a camel but a camel. That was it. It wasn't always bringing the horses as you bring in the mules. No, when you went on this journey, when that wife goes on that journey to the husband, it's a camel. And it's got one purpose, just like you have one purpose, camel. Is to go through the wilderness and through the desert and to finish that journey. I thank the Lord, too, if you ever really look at this and how they were made. They're really built for one rider. Me. You. Isn't that wonderful? And only you on that camel alone, hooked up to the Holy Ghost, going to finish that journey. Now, you go on with this, and those camels can go 6 months without food or water. 6 months. Can you imagine that? But you know, when they finally find water, this is the most exciting thing about a camel. When they finally get to that water, they can drink 53 gallons in 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, think of that. 53 gallons. No, they're not messing around. You know, I get a car and I'm going to put 15 gallons in. I got a pump. We can throw that thing in there. I get 15 gallons in there. It's going to take me 10 minutes. You know how that is. But 53 gallons in 3 minutes. And I thank the Lord. As the Lord put that on my heart, I said, you know, I've seen that before right in this place. I've seen camels come in here. I've seen camels come in here. I've seen them come in. And I've seen them drink up 53 gallons of truth and love in 3 minutes. And I have. See, this is a God that wants you to have his best like none other. This is a God that'll fill you full and running over like you can't imagine. Oh, you say you can't get it that fast. Let me tell you something. We're reading about a woman here, this Rebecca. She heard the proposal twice in less than 24 hours. And she was on that camel and she was gone. You don't think it can happen fast? Huh? The only one that's preventing this from happening today for you is you. And it's your unbelief. Amen. This is the word of God. This has got so many layers in it. It's got one meaning, but it's got layers in it of encouragement. That if you'll quit rejecting, my goodness, quit being like those children of Israel in the desert, walking around the promise for 40 years, and all they had to do was take one step of faith, and they would have been in it. Amen. Right there, inches from it, over and over and over, walking around. Over and over, you come into this place. Are you walking around Paul's gospel? You're just going to walk around it, and oh, this is nice, and it feels good. People get excited in here about the things of God. Or is it time, truly time, to drink? Amen. Drink! I appreciated Brother Ray. He said, man, coming in here, it's like drinking from a fire hydrant. Huh? Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is so beautiful. Now, you know, with encouragement like this, God's after one thing. He wants you to have his best. Go on with this camel. The feet. They're so amazing. Those feet of the camel, you know, they kind of look like a regular foot, but once they set that foot down, it goes bloop. It's like an expando. Amazing thing. Because you know what? It's got a journey on sand. And that thing can weigh a full ton. That heavy. And not only can it walk on that sand, it can run on that sand. And it can run on that sand almost as fast as a horse that you see running around those tracks. Oh, yes. It's amazing. And you know, if it was any other beast, they might run a few strides and then they tire out. But God made that camel that those feet don't get weary. Those feet, they expand out. You think about how God made us. He said, I've given you hinds feet. See, the gospel of the Lord, he's given you hinds feet to go up into the high places, those craggy places. We've all seen, you've had to see that picture of them goats up there on the wall of that dam. They're sitting up there on this. How in the world did they get there? They fly. I'm sure the goats got wings. But they're on there. And why do they want to go there? Because it's high. Because there ain't nobody else up here but me and him. But then here the Lord, through the gospel of Christ, he gives us the camel feet that allow us to walk and to walk on and to go to a place and to never tire out. And you know, I'll tell you, you go on about those feet, it's amazing. Those feet are even made with special pads. Those pads can walk literally on fire. That desert, that sand can get up to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. And that thing just walks right on through. You got your feet shod with the gospel of Christ? Amen. We're fire walkers. You know that. Huh? Amen. Oh, yes. You walk right through those fiery trials. And you just go on. Now, it even gets a little bit better. A camel's life expectancy, 40 years. If you know what the number 40 represents, perfect, complete, finished testing. We go on and on about this stuff, but I think he's already got our attention, doesn't he? He uses these things. They've always been sitting there. See, he understands because he made it. You know, it's just like he says, my thoughts for you are like the sands of the sea and the stars in heaven. Now, how could somebody say that and equate those two things, you know, 2,000 years ago? They didn't have telescopes. How could you go and look with the naked eye, standing on a seashore with all of those trillions of sand particles that you could pick up and throw around and you could see it, and then it goes out into the ocean, and then you think about all of the other oceans and all of it. But yet, the word of the Lord said that there's as many stars in heaven as the sands of the sea. Well, you know, time went on and now we got them telescopes. And you know what they're saying now? There might even be more stars in heaven than all the sands of the sea. Hallelujah. You know, just that alone should stop you and say, thank you, God. That he says, let me tell you something, my eyes are even on a sparrow. And let me tell you something, your life is worth just a bit more than them sparrow. Now, you think the Lord ministering to you today? Huh? Amen. You think he is? Amen. Oh, now come on, you. I'm going to tell you just what you are. You're an unruly, odd-looking beast. You camel. We're just going to collectively accept this today. We're going to have to throw out all of those legends in your own mind, and it's over. It's completely over now because we're going on. But even though we're unruly and we're pretty beastly, we're made for one thing. We're vessels of mercy to be bestowed with his riches of glory. And we're going to finish by the grace of God. We're going to finish the race. Oh, yeah. I'm thankful. Let me tell you something. I count him to do it. He said he'll perform the good work which he's begun in me. I count you, faithful Lord, to do this. The word of God says that Christ in your Son is the hope of glory. He said, honey, I don't want you to just have my salvation. I want you to settle for nothing less than salvation with eternal glory. Now you think about here, this was Rebecca. How did she get to the bridegroom? On a camel. Did you know that Jacob, when he was taking his family, he always put his wives and his sons on the camel? You ever hear about that Queen of Sheba? That one that wanted to go see what Solomon had? Oh, she was going to bring him all the sweet things and everything that was valuable. Well, let me tell you this. All of those wonderful, wonderful, precious things of the spices and the gold and the precious stone, they didn't carry him on a horse. They didn't carry him on a mule. Those were the things only carried on a camel. You are the greatest treasure to God. You're the greatest treasure to him. I pray you know this. It's you. It is. By the grace of God, it is you. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what. puts in you, Christ in you, is the treasure, the wife for the Lamb. The Word of God calls it the glory for the husband. Now, sweet ones, as we heard so many times, precious hearts, can we rejoice today that you're perfectly weak? Can you thank Him? Can you thank Him that, you know, Lord, I really am awkward, but I'm embracing this now. I've never really fit in life. I was built for a lonely desert. I tried to go eat grass and run with the horses at dinner. Or tried to go some other places to fit in. And I'm a camel. It's all I got. Oh, but what I got is everything. You're awkward, you're irritable, smelly. The good that I would, I just, Lord, it escapes me. Why can't I do it? But then I don't fret, because you know what? I look up. My camel is hitched to the Holy Ghost. It's this gospel. By the grace of God, I'm hitched to it. And it's got one delivery. This, I'm telling you, this is a holy matrimony desert journey. It is, that's it. It's a holy matrimony desert journey. And we're perfectly made for it. Oh, yeah. Every detailed thing. Oh, yes, you got them rugged lips just like a camel. You can chew bitter things. You can even eat some thorny stuff. When those storms come, you even got three sets of eyelids. Blinds everybody else, but not them camels. They see through the storm. But I'll tell you what, it's the fat. That's where it's at. It's the truth. It's okay. I'm just a fat storage center. And it's all there. Because I got to have the fat to feed on in the lean times. Camels are coming. Camels are coming. Is that you?
Hallelujah.
Are you one of them camels?
Hallelujah.
The camels are coming.
Hallelujah.
He's looking for that camel.
Hallelujah.
And she's looking for him. And it just might be today. It just might be today. That last hill. That last hill. And our eyes meet. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Jesus.
Oh, Father, I need you. Oh, precious heart, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. My masterpiece, my workmanship. Oh, precious hearts, marvelous in my eyes. Oh, you have everything. You have it all. My heart, my treasure, everything is all yours.
And the word of the Lord was spoken. Thank you in Jesus' name.